Pray, Lord, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe your word. Recently, one of the CLC pastors told me about some young members of his congregation who had produced a video, placed it on the internet, and invited other young CLC members to watch it. The problem was that the video contained, and I quote, persistent cursing, graphic sexual content, parentheses, without nudity but very suggestive, and slander toward public officials. When the pastor confronted the young men that did this, one of their arguments was that this was just theater. They were just acting. This is how they tried to justify what they did. They even went so far as to bring ILC into it when they claimed that ILC allows this kind of things in its stage performances. Now, if somebody wants to sit down with me and review what ILC has or has not done in the past, I'm willing to do that. And in addition, I want to, you to know that we're presently working on some guidelines that will govern future productions of our theater department. However, the question for this chapel is this: is it possible to separate yourself from who you are in any phase of your life? For instance, an actor portrays an immoral man in a movie. The actor himself may not be an immoral man. That's beside the point. But as part of his role, he is required to undress himself in front of the camera and commit adultery in front of the camera. Now, can such a man argue that it is not really him that is doing this, but rather the character that he is playing? Can this man separate himself from who he is? Let's say you're employed by some company that asks you to cheat and to lie for the sake of financial gain. Can you claim now that it's not really you who's cheating and lying, but rather this position that you hold in the company? Let's say that Fred is playing flag football, and he deliberately injures someone on the opposing team. Can he claim that it is not really himself, Fred the person, who has done this, but rather it's Fred the football player? What if I would take money from the ILC budget for my own personal use? Can I claim innocence because it's not John Pfeiffer the person who did it, but it's the ILC president who did it? The body, soul, and mind that you see standing before you is always mine. And it is always that body, soul, and mind that Christ has redeemed, and that the Holy Spirit has made his temple. So these hands and this mouth and these feet all belong to God, who purchased them at a very great price: the suffering and death of his own Son. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Whether you are on a stage playing some character, or working as an employee, or playing a football game, or making a video, it is still you who is doing this. You, the person for whom Christ shed his holy precious blood. It is you, not some alter ego who is using your mouth to speak some evil words, It is you. It's not some doctor or Mr. Hyde transformed from your Dr. Jekyll who is using your hands to injure that other football player. It's not. Yeah, I mean, it is you, not your business persona who is cheating and lying on behalf of the company. Human beings, even Christians, are always trying to find an excuse to do something that is evil and yet not feel responsible for it. They may attempt to separate the person who goes to church on Sunday from the person who goes to school or to work on Monday. The fact of the matter is that when these hands or this mouth or these feet perform some evil, it's still me that is doing it. The guilt is mine. And the offense that I may be causing to others is a stumbling block that I have set up. Now it's true that each of us has his own old Adam and his new man. And the old Adam is held responsible for the sins that we commit. But the old Adam is as much a part of me as the new man is. It's still me doing it. And when the Bible points out the reality of the old Adam, it is doing so in order to help us understand why it is that we still sin, even after we become Christians. God is not giving us an excuse for sinning by telling us about the old Adam. In fact, God wants us to put off the old Adam and put on the new man on a daily basis. When we do that, we will find that we will want to use this mouth, these hands, these feet to glorify God. There will be no question about what we say and what we do and where we go. It's only when we fail to put off the old Adam, to silence his voice, that we begin then to make excuses for our transgressions or to try to shift the blame. God forgive us for Jesus' sake. And he does. And he has. And therefore we will glorify him. We will do this by admitting that the wrong that we do is wrong. And we shall glorify him by seeking forgiveness from him for the wrong that we have done. And we shall glorify him by trusting in the blood of Christ for our forgiveness. We pray. God, give us a heart that does not make excuses or shift blame, but repents of every sin and admits that our sins are wrong, and that you are right, and your ways are holy. Give us a heart that will always seek to be cleansed in the blood of your Son. For his sake we ask this. Amen. And we'll conclude with hymn 429, verse 2.
Oh, tournaments scheduled for Sunday, we did not have a sign-up sheet.